Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
As we told you, lots of company results that we are ensuring that we give you updates to today. And largely speaking about companies that we all interact with. Everything from Astro Foods, we touched on famous brands, we buy cars, and now talking about data and connectivity. Every time you pick up your phone, perhaps log onto the internet, maybe even participate in a financial transaction, you'll most likely be using one of the biggest telco providers across the continent, and that is Vodacom Group. To tell us more about the company's numbers, increase right across the spectrum in terms of its operations, we join now by the Group CEO of Vodacom Group, Shamil Joseph, who joins us on the line. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Shamil. Busy day for you and your team, I can imagine, but jeesh, I think it's well worth it given the numbers that you shared.
Thank you, Guga, and thank you for having me on the show.
Fantastic. I guess first things first, Shamil, when one does take a look at an overview of your results, and even speaking to a few analysts earlier on today, they certainly highlight that this being a superb set of numbers, largely also showing your growth and prominence across key markets on the continent. Let's talk Egypt, Tanzania, and how this actually speaks to much of the growth that you've been able to witness.
So thank you, Guga. I think the very strong point of, let me take a step back. So basically in 2019, 2020, we're looking to diversify the group. And we realized that, you know, South Africa was becoming a more mature market and we needed more growth. So what we did is we created a strategy that looked at geographical expansion, but also looked at product expansion. And so on the geographical expansion, we added Egypt and Ethiopia to the group. And now we're seeing that benefit of Egypt coming through quite nicely in the numbers. And then on the product lens, it was the fintech part, fiber, digital services, and IoT. And that's also coming through quite nicely at 21% of revenues now coming from what we call Beyond Mobile. Mm-hmm. So the combination of the two is what's culminating in the results, but also positions us quite well going into the next year. And that's why we've upgraded guidance to double digit. So that will be double-digit service revenue, EBITDA, and of course that will convert into earnings and dividend as well. So, you know, I think very positive in that regard. So Egypt has become a big contributor, 28% of operating profit coming from Egypt. That business grew 49% in revenue in local currency and 99% in net profit. So, you know, very strong performance for us.
100%. And maybe for context, for many of our listeners, operating across the continent comes with great opportunity, but is also marred by some challenges. But they are not impossible to navigate. And maybe let's just contrast that with a few other regions and markets like the DRC and a few others where you've had some challenges, largely when it comes to macroeconomic factors.
Correct. Of course, Tanzania, as you were asking earlier, also growing quite nicely at over 20%, you know, and then, of course, yes, the Safaricom stable also growing quite positively. But yes, it does come with its challenges. The biggest challenge being currencies. We had a devaluation in both Egypt and in Ethiopia this last year. And then we had unrest in a number of countries. So we had to navigate through that. But you learn to, you know, be resilient and work through these things. And then you come out on the other side, I think, a lot more positive. So it's about patience. It's about resiliency. It's about, you know, localizing your costs, at a practical level to make sure that you kind of, when these devaluations come, that you're able to navigate through it successfully.
100%. I want to talk about another region within your business that's really growing and perhaps a customer base being the financial services customers. Looking at these numbers, this rose from 53 million to 87 million. Now, I had to take a step back and do some quick matchbox maths. This is bigger than the South African population, added to Zimbabwe's population and throw in Namibia for good measure just to try to make it to 87 million. These are big numbers, Shamil. And maybe for many of us who have been watching your strategy over the years, help us understand how a telco like Vodacom is really becoming, I guess, a technology player with great financial services reach. Contextualize the numbers and the reach that you have for us for the everyday South African.
Sure. So today we process $450 billion of transactions a year. That's $1.2 billion every day. So that's more than $20 billion every day that we process through our platforms. And, you know, it started off and of course, Kenya was the first market to launch, where it started off with a simple part of just sending money home. So person-to-person money transfers, and then effectively evolved into payments, and then lending, and now savings and investments. And, you know, it's been transformational in a number of respects. I mean, I'll just give you one. We launched a product called the Hustler Fund in Kenya, which is essentially where you give loans to street vendors. Now, I used to be a street vendor. So, you know, it was, you know, getting that kind of loan where you're getting $10, $20, you know, let's call it a loan to go buy your apples, come back, sell it, and then pay back the loan. You know, it's been really transformational. 23 million users today using that service, you know, every month. So you can see how that helps to transform. And that for us is an important element, that it's not just, it also has that transformational element that these services bring. And now, you know, one of the exciting parts for us, we think, is investments, allowing people to invest as little as a shilling or a rand, and being able to create a bit more of a savings culture going forward.
Sure.
Also group savings, you know, group savings are huge for us. So which we in South Africa would call stokvels. We've digitalized the stokvels. And we're seeing, you know, huge now growth, something like $5.1 billion, you know, sitting in helping to control and provide security and everything around those stokvels.
100%. It's tickling my brain cells here, Shamil, because it gives us a very different perspective and an understanding of the growth that the business has been able to attain. I imagine some members of the investment community ask you this question. So is Vodacom a bank, a financial services hub, a technology player, a telco? Where are we? And how does this speak, I guess, to the evolution of Vision 2030, which speaks to your strategy?
Well, I think what's nice is that it gives you basically a differentiation. So, you know, from compared to other telcos, we're more than just a telco. And I think that's important for us. But also it gives us the ability to live our purpose. And our purpose is to connect for a better future. And we see connectivity on the one side and fintech on the other side is two big levers that can help generate more economic growth. And also, you know, the platforms that we've been able to build are what we call platforms for good. We have 10 million farmers on our farming platforms giving loans, giving access to lending, and so on. You know, our health platforms, the National Health Insurance platform in Egypt, in Kenya, is powered by us. You know, so we've just evolved into so many different aspects. And one feels very proud of the impact that we're making in society beyond the numbers.
Yeah, 100%. I do want to bring it closer to home for many South African subscribers. And over the last few years, South Africa's really been challenged by a number of things. If I haven't been asking you about load shedding, then it's been about elections and the take on the GNU. But if you had to characterize how Vodacom has stepped up in terms of enhancing the experience for the average Vodacom subscriber, how would you characterize it? And maybe also lead us into ARPU on the back of this measure.
Well, I think the big part for us is, of course, is firstly being able to make the level of investments. Telcos are about investment, and you have to put the level of investment in. So we spent last year 11.6 billion rand in South Africa, making sure that our customers have firstly, you know, power, and so that the network is on, most importantly. But secondly, that they have 5G at their fingertips, that they have the different technologies that are there, and that they can access it. And it takes a lot of infrastructure build to make sure. I think, you know, what we don't see is the level of investment, because when traffic grows 36%, you've got to put the level of investment, put up the sites, make sure you're managing it, managing the security aspects, the theft at the sites, all of these type of things, whilst trying to make sure that your customer is not impacted. So there's a, you know, it's a lot of heavy lifting that contributes to the result.
11.6 billion rands worth of heavy lifting, if I'm not mistaken, just in that regard. Coming closer to home again, and maybe just talking through some of the numbers and the metrics, postpaid, prepaid, average revenue per user from a South African perspective, what's shifted there? Because it does seem as though margins have taken some strain.
So margin, EBITDA margin is quite steady at 37%, but you know, your what you do have is your revenue will be affected, and your ARPUs do get affected, because the new customers that you bring on generally spend less than the ones that have been with you for a while. So you will always have that movement in average revenue per user.
Got you. If we come closer to home and making it practical for many of our customers and everyday South Africans, many headlines talking about the targets you have, 260 million clients by the year 2030. Help us understand how you'll get this done. And most importantly, what's in it for us as the customer?
Well, I think firstly, to get there, we have to continue to provide a superior service. And make sure that we can continue to attract and retain customers, because what you don't want is to be adding customers on the one side, but have a leaking bucket and losing customers on the other side. So very important that, you know, you're maintaining the customers and you giving them the right customer experience, both from a network perspective, but also from a customer care perspective. And we still think we need to do more from a customer experience perspective, and we want to do more to stand out more from competition, but also build on our loyalty offerings and these type of things as well. So give customers more reasons to stay than to go, if I can put it that way. So that's the first part. But how do we get there? Well, we need to grow customers by 10 million a year over the next 5 years. And we need to grow fintech customers by 6 million a year to get to the 120 million fintech customers that we want by 2030. And that's going to come from, you know, providing great service in every market, growing the base, but also chartering new areas like in the DRC. You'll see we've created a partnership with Orange to go and build 2,000 new sites in rural areas. And then we start from the premise that we want to connect people first and foremost. And that's our purpose.
100%. And this is important because I guess what you're reminding us of, Shamil, is that the service that you're able to provide as a telco, as a financial services provider and payments platform, is the fact that it is based on the strength of your CapEx investment in infrastructure. You highlight partnerships that are working across the continent. I'm aware there's some sensitivities around competition regulation for a partnership that you're looking to strike with Massive. But I guess just underscoring this particular theme, that the strength of collaborative efforts in infrastructure has a direct impact on the reach and delivery of your service to customers. Help us underscore that just a little bit better so that we have a clearer understanding as consumers around the efforts that happen in the background to ensure that we stay connected.
Yeah, I think one of the big things going forward now is when markets mature, you don't have the high growth that you would have had in yesteryear. So you then need to find ways to share more. And that's sharing within the group, but also sharing with competition and looking for what I call the non-competitive parts of a network. So give an example. Mm-hmm. Why build four sites when you can build one and share? Why build four pieces of fiber coming into the site when you can build one and just have four ducts? Or share the fiber that's going into it. So those are kind of, that optimizes costs. And that gives you the ability to do more coverage, better capacity, more up to date with technology. And I mean, South Africa, as an example, can be very proud that our networks will stand amongst the best in the world, you know, in terms of the way it's run. And we've always had that leadership position in South Africa. But it ups the game for everyone, right? Because if we're spending that level of capex, then, you know, competition is to do the same. So you'd raise the bar for everyone in the market, and there's a lot that goes into the day-to-day management. You've got to maintain the sites. You've got to make sure there's power at the sites. You've got to put batteries onto the sites. Mm-hmm. You know, you need generators when there's no power, and so on and so on. So we had a huge investment into power, that was something like $5 billion that we spent over the last 4 or 5 years on power. Now we're looking at now where there's been a little bit more abatement of load shedding, although it seems to be coming back. But anyway, that part, has helped us to then redeploy that into more coverage going forward.
100%. Thank you so much for your time. We'll continue to monitor what comes out of the feedback from the Competition Tribunal and outcomes there. But really appreciative of your time and all the best in gaining customers. And sheesh, the numbers in the financial services space. Well done. Bigger than the populations of some nations, including our own. Thank you again for your time, Shamil. Much appreciated.
Thank you. Thank you.
Shamil Jusup is the Group CEO of Vodacom, joining us this evening.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.